Only 2 out of 46 seats decided in the June 24th first round went to the opposition. The poll came under fire from opposition parties, many of which boycotted the vote. They said the vote was not free and fair, as many citizens were not on the electoral roll or had no voting cards and were unable to vote. Many voting offices opened late or not at all. Voting did not take place in 16 constituencies. They will catch up on Friday. The government last week fired the elections director when it accepted flaws but denied fraud. There will be no rerun as had been called for. About 2 million voters were to elect members of a 137-member National Assembly, dominated by President Sassou Nguesso's Congolese Labour Party and its allies. Former President Pascal Lissouba's Pan-African Union for a Social Democracy is the only opposition party assured to be in Parliament. In a 1997 coup, Mr. Sassou Nguesso ousted Mr. Lissouba, who had beat him in elections 5 years earlier, triggering 2 years of civil war that left 10,000 dead and 800,000 displaced. Congo's second round runoff is set for July 22nd. Franz Wild for VOA News, Kinshasa.